It's your host Nomad Elta here again. I'm sorry I couldn't upload last week because what can I say? I have been feeling a bit messed up about, you know, the lockdown extension things, and so yeah, but now I'm back and let's get back to the stories. So grab your cup of coffee and let's begin. So what I'm going to tell you is my own personal experience. Let's talk about spirits on the road. So not until recently, recently I was traveling with my friend. I went to his village. It's a few kilometers away from my city. So I went to his village and we always roam about in his village because he used to live in my city and suddenly he got shifted to the village due to his parents. So I go there often, and a few weeks ago when I went there, so we were just traveling along the roads, you know, the country roads and stuff. So the village is very sparsely populated, like there are homes, but on the main road there are hardly any houses that are close by. So when we were going on a certain road, on one side there were just crops, it was just farmland, and on the other side there were two or three shops or buildings, small buildings like huts. So we were going and suddenly, we don't know how, my friend, he was driving his scooter and suddenly he was off the lane onto the dirt road. We don't have footpaths here, we just have dirt roads. So he went onto the dirt road and he was about to hit a small school girl from the behind. He was just about to hit her. I saw her. I told him, "Hey man, you're going to hit her." I moved his handle and we just saved her. She wasn't hit. So yeah, that was a close call. We went just a few meters up ahead and we decided to turn back because we weren't liking the place where we were going. We decided to turn back and go get some cola or something. So we turned back onto the same path and I noticed the girl was completely gone. So I'm telling you, I have an eye for detail, and when I see that something is missing, I know it. So I told him, "Wasn't she there just a while ago and we were about to hit her?" And he was like, "Yeah, where did she maybe she went into some house," I thought, but then I looked around and there were no houses. There were just two shops of cement and some other random shops, and I don't know why or how a small little kid would go to a cement shop inside a cement shop. Those shops were even open. They didn't have glass doors or anything. They were just open stalls. So yeah, that was weird. Then I started remembering the details. First detail that came into my mind, mind you, all the schools are shut down in India. So she was going with a school bag. Maybe she had some tuition or something, but from where we came, there was not a single residential house for miles. So she was not coming back from any tutor or tuition. So that was a bit awkward. We know what we saw. She was wearing a polka dot dress. If you ask my friend, he saw exactly the same thing. So I remembered that along with the school bag, he said that she had also some socks on or something, like she was coming back from the school, and I was like, "I don't know, man." So then I started noticing even smaller details. We were just about to hit her and there were a few people around. Someone would have warned us, or someone would have at least reacted, at least the girl should have reacted that a scooter just missed her. But no one did react and we never saw her face. We just saw her from behind. And now she was completely gone. We went to that place after that incident a few more times whenever I went to his village. but we never found any, what do you say, any location or place where she could have gone except the cement shops or the farm. It wasn't even a farm, it was just fields of crops. So that was very weird. And another thing that happened to my father, so my father used to travel a lot in his younger days. What can I say? So there's this tobacco company, there's this family business that is run. So he's the, what can you say, manager or something. So he goes on a lot of trips to Odisha. And in my father's time, Odisha wasn't that developed. They had to take dirt roads to villages and all those stuff. And the national highways, they were completely deserted. Even now, even in these days, national highways of Odisha, one particular highway is said to have been haunted by ghost spirits who asked for a lift or something. But this was different. So my father used to tell me all these stories. I mean, he still tells me sometimes that what happened to him on those trips. So one thing he told me that it was late at night. They generally don't travel at night, but it had gotten late and they had to return back to the city. So they were traveling, it was late at night and there was no light. There was no light that they were traveling in. And you know, they were like, he said that it was a place of some that was famous for black magic or something. So he remembers that. So they were driving, and suddenly a white figure appeared in front of them. It was a woman wearing white sari. A sari is an Indian garment. So it was a woman wearing a white sari. She wasn't asking for a lift. She wasn't calling them. She was just standing there in the middle of the road, even though she knew a car was approaching her. So the driver panicked. My father and there were two more people, I don't remember actually. So he said that do not think about anything, do not stop, do not do not stop. So just go on, even if you like ram over her, just go on. So the driver hit the gas pedal and the car sped up. He just, you know, barely missed the woman. I don't know, maybe he didn't intend to hit the woman for anything unnecessary. And what happened is that when they crossed that woman, they didn't hit her. He just barely missed her. And when they turned back, the woman had completely disappeared. There was no sign of her, nothing about her. She didn't even budge when the jeep barely missed her. And I'm realizing this now that somehow my father and my incident are same, because they don't react. They didn't react. Neither the small girl, neither that woman, neither of them reacted. I just realized this now while I'm recording this. So that's it for today. I guess this is my longest podcast yet. So yeah, I know 9 minutes is nothing compared to podcasts, but I'm trying my best. This lockdown thing is really getting into my head. Thankfully my city is reopening tomorrow for just a bit. It's supposed to close by 6 in the evening. It's not much, even still it's something, and I have online classes going on now. So yeah, I'm trying my best. So thank you for listening, for tuning in onto my channel, onto my podcast. See you next time, next weekend or the weekend after that. I'm sorry, I cannot promise you anything because a lot of stuff has been going on, and You know, a friend reminded me today that she was missing my podcasts. So thanks to her, a friend comes sister, she's my sister too. So thanks to her. Well, I guess this is it for today. I hope I'll see you next week, in the next weekend. So yeah, thank you. I hope you enjoyed your coffee. 1 thing, I know my voice is getting cut off a lot in the middle of the audio, so I'm trying to fix this. I'm looking into this matter. I don't know what's happening. My phone's mic seems to work just fine, and I'm using my headphones to record this. I know I need to get better equipment, but I'm trying my best. I know the audio quality is not nice, so please bear with it for a while. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.